And welcome back to the Metlakatla High School Gymnasium here. Haynes Glacier Bears, Metlakatla Chiefs going at it here. Glacier Bears will have the basketball to start this fourth quarter play here. Down by a score of 61-29. Glacier Bears finally got on. It took them about, three or four minutes to get into that third quarter before they got a couple scores. Then they zipped it right up there with 11 quick points. Goes back out to Cunningham, who checked into the ball game there at that quarter break. Back to Cox. Shot from three-pointer. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Green. He puts it up a little bit too hard. Gormley comes away with it. He kicks the ball back to King. King's got three Glacier Bears in front of him, so he's going to bring the ball back out. And Hayward, he'll put up a little jumper, and it drops. So Kristen Hayward picks up another one pretty much from the same spot where he got that last bucket from about 6 feet straight onto the hoop. Back out to Swinton. Reverses it back over to Fowler. Fowler goes right inside to Cox. Three-pointer baseline. A little bit too hard off the end. Looks like there's going to be a whistle on the play. And I would say probably it's going to be an over-the-back. Yep, 1-4. That one was pretty obvious here from that one. I could get it. The official just walked over here. So Swinton will have the basketball under there. That's only five team fouls on the Chiefs. Swinton alley-oops inside to Fowler. Fowler gives up his dribble and gives it back to Cox. He'll bring it back out to the top. Chiefs now have dropped back into a 2-3 zone here a bit. A little bit of space. They go inside to Sage. Bounces, puts up the shot, partially checked by Gormley. Sage gets the rebound back. Going to be off of Gormley and out of bounds as Sage again tried to go up between two big ball players and was checked, and then the ball ended up bouncing off of Xavier Gormley's leg and out of bounds. Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball back. They go back inside. Now there's going to be a kick. Who actually kicked it? I guess it's going to be one of the Chiefs kicked it, so the Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball back. Swinton looking, goes to Green. Stops, pushed up the shot. Going to be a jump ball by Gormley. Gormley and Green got tied up there as they went high up in the air. Alternating possession, ball goes to the Chiefs. Williams gets the ball back in to King. King will bring it up across the half-court line. Goes left-hand side to Williams, back inside to Gormley, puts the ball on the court, almost knocked away by Green, gets it back out to King, he wants the shot, puts it up from about six, in and out, no, Gormley comes down with it, and Swinton rips the ball out, and there's going to be a foul on it. Officials are talking it over here to see, make sure they got it correctly here before they come. Fouls on 1-4, they finally sorted out, they talked it over for a bit here, so that's four personal fouls on King, and Coxall bring the ball up across the half-court line for the Glacier Bears. 6:30 to go in the ball game. Almost loses the dribble, but Swinton comes away with it, however, and they'll take it to the right-hand side. Back to that baseline. They go inside, partially checked again. Is Sage. Sage up against Gormley, about 5 or 6 inches difference between the two, and Sage comes away with the board again. Little alley-oop pass or shot underneath, was able to draw the foul on Gormley, and that'll be three on him, and that's going to send Hudson Sage to the free throw line. Hudson's working hard into there, but got those two big kids on both sides, and it makes it pretty tough to get that ball up. Looks like Henderson's going to come off the bench for the Chiefs. Sage at the free throw line. Good. Nothing but net on that one, and he picks up a second one from the free throw line. We've got checking the ball game, Booth, and then, as I mentioned, Henderson's checking the ball game. Looks like Xavier Gormley is going to take a quick seat here. All right, Sage at the line. 63-30, 6:24 to go in the basketball game. This one's on its way, rolls off to the side. Rebound comes back down to the Chiefs as Hudson came away with that one. King will handle the ball out at the top for the Chiefs. Tries to make the pass across. Cox gets his hand on it, knocks it out of bounds, however, but it's going to go back to the Chiefs anyway. So Henderson will take it on that far side. Has the ball, gets it back into King. Takes a couple of dribbles. Cox comes out, puts some pressure on, back to Henderson. Henderson dribbles, still can't find anybody. Gets the ball back over in the hands of Williams. Now they go back inside, going to be tapped around and knocked out of bounds. Booth had the ball, went inside, but the Glacier Bears got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. So Henderson will have the basketball at the 5:58 mark to go in the basketball game as he's on the right-hand side. Looking inside, they go nice down low, puts up the shot a little bit short. As Hudson had it down low, came away with it, came down with the board, and was standing out of bounds, so the ball goes to the Glacier Bears. They're trying to get it to Hudson on that low block on that right-hand side as he was trying to post up inside there, but not able to do it that time. Glacier Bears with the basketball. Fowler, long three on the way out the front of the iron. No, rebound comes down the hands of King. He's quickly up the court. Three on two break. They go left-hand side, checked away by Swinton as they went hard to the hoop with Booth, and Swinton got down, and now they go to Sage. He puts it up and in, so the Glacier Bears don't waste any time. And that turnover, they go right down to the hoop and lay it up and in. 5:20 to go in the basketball game. Over to Henderson. Stops, wants the baseline. Good defense, forces up the shot. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Booth, and he gets the ball back out. Shot's forced up again that time. It really wasn't a good shot by Williams, but it goes out of bounds, and Williams will inbound the basketball for the Chiefs. Coach Scott calls the play. We go back out left-hand side to Hudson, all the way around, back to Hudson again, and Williams, he buries it. So Colin Williams picks up a three-pointer, and that's his first 3 points of the ball game. They come down inside, try to bounce pass inside to Green, and it goes out of bounds, and so the Glacier Bears are going to turn the basketball over at that point, and then Coach Fossman jumps up and says, we need to talk about it. We've got 4 minutes, 53 seconds to go in this basketball game. The Chiefs pretty much in control at this point. Score 62-32. Glacier Bears are going to come out, put a little bit of full court pressure on a 2-2-1 press right now. We'll see if the Chiefs can handle the pressure. They go back and forth. They get it across the half court line, almost turn it over, however, but coming away with Booth back out to the top, and they reverse back around to King. Goes inside, puts up the shot, up and in, as nice Hudson got a nice move inside, a 6'2 senior, or a freshman in there, so they got two freshmen into the ballgame right now for the Chiefs. Go to Cox along the baseline, good defense by the Chiefs, they don't give it up, and they go to Sage. He wants to put up the shot, partially checked, ends up in the hands of Henderson, and he dribbles on down, kicks the ball back out, long three-pointer by King, way a bit short, back to Henderson, up and in, as the ball was tapped right into his hands, and he had an easy lay-in out of it. Long down court pass to Green. Puts up the shot. Going to be a foul on it. They go hard to the hoop. He's surrounded by two ball players. Let's see who it's going to be. Foul's going to be on 2-5. That'll be Henderson. That'll be his second personal foul. That's going to send Matthew Green to the free throw line. 5 points in the ball game. One of those coming from the free throw line. Going to give him two shots on it. As the Glacier Bears went hard to the hoop that time, Green was able to at least draw the foul on it, send himself to the free throw line. Bounces it a couple of times. This one's on its way and rolls around. Couldn't hit much more of the rim without going in, but it didn't go in. So checking into the ball game is Jacob Chemansky. Green looking to get another opportunity here. 4 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the basketball game. 5 points in the game. This one's on its way. Looks good. Is there's a whistle on it. It's not going to count. I guess one of the Glacier Bears stepped in the lane a little bit too soon, so not going to get that point. Glacier Bears with their pressure. Puts a little pressure on. King's on the drive. Goes down the right-hand side. Gets across. Going to be a foul on it. Looks like the foul's going to be on one of the Glacier Bears. They come down. Foul's on 2-3, that'll be Trevor Cox coming down that right-hand side. They set a hard screen down there. I don't know, Trevor must have been moving inside it or something, but because Coach Fossman was up saying, I don't quite understand that one. But anyway, ball comes back out. Three-pointer on the way, good. So doesn't take long for Jemansky to get into the ball game, and he scores a quick three on it. Glacier Bears quick down the court, goes Green, forces in line, going to be a foul on the play. As going to the baseline was Green, as he able to draw it. Fouls on White, 3-2. That'll be Conrad Hudson. That'll be his first personal foul. That'll send Matthew Green back to the free throw line with those 5 points. 1-for-4 so far from the line. Bounces it a couple of times. Shot is up on its way. Good. So he picks up another one from the free throw line, and that's his 6 point of the evening. 3:40 to go in the basketball game, 73-33 right now. Glacier Bears kind of struggling a little bit. Too much pressure here and too big of kids. And too many threes. This one's going to be short. Doesn't touch anything, and the ball's going to go to the Chiefs. If I get a chance, I'll count through here and see how many threes that the Chiefs actually have made. But at the half, they had 10, and I know they've probably got close to that here in the second half of play. On the dribble is King. Goes cross court to Williams. Williams on the dribble, almost knocked away by Green. Comes back out to Jemansky. He wants it. Goes back inside. Alley-oop. They kick the ball back out. Williams shot on the way, rebound fought for underneath, coming up with it, and still nobody's controlling. It goes off of Swinton of the Glacier Bears, so the ball is going to be to the Chiefs under their basket. Colin Williams, coach says play number one, and the official finally hands him the basketball. Moving. Chiefs come down. Oh, nice play as they go inside, breaking across the lane. Nobody picked up Hudson, and he just laid it up and in. So I guess play number one worked. 3 minutes to go in the basketball game. Cox at the ball, left-hand side, on the dribble. Chiefs have moved back into a 2-3 zone. Three-pointer on the way, rebound down to Palmieri, but there's going to be a foul on it as Palmieri came down with the rebound, but he was immediately clobbered by Booth, and the official stand right there and called it. Palmieri at the free throw line. He needs to get going there. He's had three chances, wasn't able to get any of them to go yet, but he'll get a one-and-one opportunity here. Actually, two shots. That's a 10th team foul, so we're going to go to two. Official steps in. Two shots. On the way up and off to the side. No, rebound comes back down. Excuse me, that's a one-and-one, I guess, so officials couldn't decide. That's a 10th team foul, however. It should have been two shots. They go out inside. Palmieri comes away with the steal over to Cox. He immediately is met, tries to make the pass down. Still nobody controls it. Ball is going to go out of bounds off one of the Chiefs on the far right-hand side. And it touched about six players of the 10 that were out there on the court there, and it finally bounced out of bounds off of one of the should have been two shots. Now the officials are coming over talking to the scoreboard folks here, so now we'll see what the officials are going to do here. That should have been two shots because that is the 10th team foul. 2:44 to go here in this basketball game. Officials are talking it over with Coach Fossman now about who's shooting what they're doing here. Swinton on the far side. Now the official's going to walk down and talk to T.J. Scott here and get it sorted out. They thought it was a one-and-one. It should actually have been two shots. So now Palmieri's back at the free throw line here. And anyway, he got it corrected, so he's going to get his second chance from the free throw line. Okay, got the ball for the second chance. 4 points in the ball game. Looks like Cunningham's going to check into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. This one is a bit short also. Rebound comes down in the hands of the Chiefs, and they're quick up the court. King goes all the way down. He wants to put up the shot. Rolls around off the front of the iron. Rebound comes down. Jemanski, and he'll get the ball back around to King again on that right baseline. Alley-oop all the way across. Three-pointer on the way. In and out. No. Rebound comes back down. Up and in. Has a nice board that time by Hudson as he was right there, blocked out nicely, and put it back up and in for the Chiefs. 77-33. Back to Cox. Three-pointer on the way. He gets it. And that's his 12th point of the ball game. Cox puts the pressure on King. Double team there. King reverses the ball back to Hudson all the way down, and the Chiefs break it. They get across the half-court line. Three-pointer on the way. Nothing but net as Hudson picks up his 9th point of the basketball game. And 1:55 to go in the ball game. Down to Cox. He puts up a three, and he makes it. So we're just trading threes here as we go back and forth here. Glacier Bears come down, shoot one, then they run back down. The Chiefs will shoot one, and then Cox comes back and shoots another one from the three-point arc. 1:44 to go here in the basketball game. Looks like Stegan's going to come back into the ball game here. They're getting it sorted out here now. Everybody's looking to make sure they got the right numbers so they can get that sorted out here and get playing here. 1:43 to go. 80-39 is the score. Chiefs, of course, in command here. It's going to give Metlakatla 5 victories now. Glacier Bears are going to drop to 2-4. Chiefs will be 5-2, so they're still in that second-place finish, but the Glacier Bears, of course, Craig and Wrangler are going at it this weekend, so hard to say how that matchup is going to come out. Both those teams are pretty equal. Williams with the ball, full-court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Goes back inside. They go back over to King. He gets the ball back down to Hudson all the way down underneath and putting up the shot up and in. Nicely done by Booth, and that's his first 2 points of the ball game. They easily break the press on that one. Come down to Cox. Left-hand side to Swinton. Almost gets the dribble. Now there's going to be a foul on it. Swinton had the ball. Foul's on three. That'll be the first one on Jemanski, and that'll send Glacier Bears back to the line as we are already in a double bonus situation for the Glacier Bears. Swinton at the free throw line has made one from there, has 8 points in the ball game so far tonight. Bounces a couple of times. Low off the side, no good. Official steps in, indicates one more shot. 1:21 to go in the basketball game. This one's on its way off the back of the iron. No rebound fought for. Comes down the hands of the Chiefs. And King, and he'll get the ball back out to Hudson. Over to King, bringing across the half-court line. Brings it back over to Hudson. He gets the ball back to King. They're just kind of playing catch-out to the top with 1 minute to go. And now there's going to be, I think, a three-second call down underneath. I'm not sure. I think that's what it was anyway. It was a three-second call. It's back out on the dribble now. Goes over to Cox. Keeps it going. Left-hand side looking for Stegen. Reverses back to Fowler. Fowler will take a long three, and he's got it. So Marty Fowler gets into the book with his first 3 points. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Cox knocks the ball away, but the Chiefs come up with it, and then he knocks the ball away again. Chiefs end up with it. Two opportunities. They go down inside to Booth. Stops. Wants to put up the shot. Does. He put it up over top of Stegen. Was able to get the bucket out of it. Comes back inside. Goes to Cox. Fowler going that baseline. He wants it. Going to be a foul on it. Let's see where the play is going to be here. 18 seconds to go in the ball game. Officials walking this direction here. Fortunately, we're sitting right beside the scorer's bench here, so we can actually see it. Foul is on 1-2. So that's 12, Abraham Booth. Fowler at the free throw line. Got that three-pointer just a second ago. Now he's back at the free throw line for some more opportunities. This one is good. So he picks up one from the free throw line, and that's his fourth point of the evening. One more, 84-43, 18 seconds to go in the ball game. As soon as the game is over, I'll quickly run down the stat sheet here for you. This one is also good, so he picks up two more from the free throw line, and that's 5 points for him. Slowly up across the half-court line, just letting the clock run. Glacier Bears not putting any more pressure on now. They're just going to let the clock run out as King was way out to the top. Just dribble it. Now goes right inside to Hudson. Back to King. Glacier Bears no pressure at all. Just letting it run out. So we're going to finish this ball game, as you can hear the buzzer in the background, with the Chiefs scoring 84 points and the Haynes Glacier Bears finishing with 44 points. I'll run down the sheet here real quick for you folks. For the Metlakatla Chiefs, Xavier Gormley finished the ball game with 8 points, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Henderson finished with 9 points, didn't go to the free throw line at all. Trenton Clark finished with 10, 1 for 1 from the line. Carson Winter, leading scorer for the Chiefs at 19 points, had one chance from the line, didn't get that one. Marsden finished with 13 points in the ball game. Williams coming off the bench got 3. Christian Hayward coming off the bench finished with 6. Booth coming off the bench picked up 4. Conrad Hudson finished the ball game with 9 points. King did not score in the ball game, and Jansky picked up 3 coming off the bench for the Chiefs. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, Matthew Green finished with 6 points. He was 2 for 7 from the free throw line, or 2 for 6, excuse me, from the line. Trevor Cox, highest scoring point for the Glacier Bears. He had 15 points, got one of those from the free throw line. Jacob Stegen picked up a couple of points. Swenton finished the ball game with 8 points, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Sage finished with 4 points, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Marty Fowler picked up 5 points in the ball game, and he was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Cunningham coming off the bench did not score. Palmieri finished the ball game with 4 points and had a bit of a trouble from the free throw line, as he was 0 for 5 for the 44 points for the Haynes Glacier Bears. So the Metlakatla Chiefs, they move up with 5 wins now, 2 losses in conference play. Glacier Bears, 2 wins and 4 losses in conference play. I want to remind folks, we'll be back on the air tomorrow at 6 o'clock, so you'll want to check in for that. That'll be a girls game at 6 tomorrow.